Hey there, Jen here, the Holistic Eating Coach, and today I want to talk to you about my five-step process. What that is the five F's, the steps that I walk through daily to remind myself to be in a flexible mindset, free from diet culture and any fixed ways of thinking. So the thing was that back in the day, just a few years ago actually, was when I found freedom from dieting. But leading up to that, it had been about 20 years of yo-yo dieting and me trying to fix my weight in order to feel better about myself. And see, what I finally realized is that even by fixing the weight, I didn't fix me, because there's nothing to fix. I'm okay. There were things to heal. There were scars and wounds that I needed to deal with, things that had hurt me, hurt my feelings, and things I didn't understand about myself. But I'm not broke. I wasn't broken. I'm not broken, and neither are you. So I hope you understand that. And I want to share with you these five steps because, number one, they are helpful for me in remembering what has helped me, what steps I want to continue to incorporate to continue to live a life of freedom in my thinking. They will also be helpful for anyone who is looking for freedom and looking for control with food and freedom from that way of thinking that feels restricted and feels hard and feels like you're stuck. So the first step is feeling. The second step is fear. The third step is faith. Fourth step is fact. And fifth is forgiveness. Those steps led me to freedom. So let me start at the top. The way that I'm feeling today, I am taking a breather because I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed, or my brain is tired from some challenging days with people closest to me where we've been working through a lot of things. And what I'm learning about myself now is when things aren't easy in my environment, since I can't change other people and I don't try to anymore, instead I just know that it takes a lot of energy to deal with, for instance, children that are having a tough time or a hard time communicating with our spouses, or it sounds like I have more than one husband with my spouse. All of those things, days like that, they take a bit of time to recover from, and that's okay. I am learning to not see that as a problem, but just as a way things are. So what is necessary? The overwhelmed feeling, what I used to do with that is tackle it with fixing my weight, right? So now, instead of feeling like I need to fix my weight today because, oh my gosh, people were frustrated with me and I was frustrated with them, all those things, it's okay. It is the way it is. We find our way through things, and the people that are meant to stay in our lives, they do stick around and forgive us, or we forgive them. And it's like a whole lot more of acceptance has led me to not feel like I need to fix my weight when I feel stressed. So the next step is the fears. What are the fears that I had when I, or what would be the fear in not fixing my weight? Well, for me, being overweight meant not being good enough. And yes, I still do have some weight that I feel I could lose, and so, or would like to lose. So therefore, I used to have tunnel vision, I call it, and focus on that as the problem. And now I'm learning to just accept, given all I've got going on, what's the best way to handle it, right? So that leads me to the next step, faith. Faith is what allows me to let the past go and look forward to the future, because you can't build a new life in the future while you're holding on to feelings, experiences, and memories from your past. So I choose to believe in a greater source, in my Creator, in God, that He will continue to help me and guide me along my life's way, my journey in marriage, and my journey as a mother and as a human on earth, right? So that's the faith that is keeping me going right now. The facts are whatever you choose to believe, right? So perspective is everything. What I've realized is that my perspective on my situation is what either makes it challenging or smooth. And so when I find myself triggered, rather now than looking at other people and trying to get them to change so that I can feel better about things, I now know that when I figure out what memory or what core memory is being challenged by other people's behavior, then I can make adjustments to how I'm thinking about things. And then all of a sudden things are easier to deal with, right? Then I have answers. The next step is forgiveness. So I just love that saying that forgiveness is for you and not for other people. And that's what keeps me going anytime things get hard. If I can learn to put myself in the other person's shoes and really ask myself, especially people close to me, if they hurt me, did they mean to hurt me? Or maybe they don't see it the way that I see it. And if I can slow down and first of all, forgive them for their lack of understanding of me, and then calmly explain to them how the challenging statement or situation hit me, then it is so much easier to get along. I find it all boils down to communication and relationship. And that's not to say it's easy, and that's not to say I don't have my own issues or challenges, but these are the five steps that have helped me make sense of my journey and helped free me from obsessive thoughts about dieting, weight, and food in general. And now food is a way to nourish my body and to support the life that I want to be living. So I want this for you too, my friend. If you are looking for answers to why dieting is so hard, why you feel like maybe food has control over you and you'd like to have control with food, try these out, maybe in asking yourself about these five F's or in some journaling, and I'll bet you'll find some answers that can be very powerful for you. Don't forget, you were meant for more than just dieting, and I want you too to have freedom in your life so that you can live a life full of joy and excitement and making memories with those you love most. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.